Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Cold Case Tracker by Maggie K. Black. Performed by Angie Hickman. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. With thanks to Emily, my editor for 10 years, for all the incredible books we did together. 1. There was a man standing on the sidewalk across from the Clearwater bookstore, staring at Amy Scout through the storefront window. She froze as her hands instinctively cradled the unborn child in her belly. This was the third time today she'd spotted the stranger with his imposing black and tan German Shepherd outside the store, which was unsettling considering how deserted the tiny town in northern Ontario was during the off-season. But if he was going to eyeball her, then she was going to take down every single detail she could about him in return. Amy grabbed her sketchbook and a charcoal pencil, letting her fingers find his face on the page. His beard was dark, and his jawline was handsome in an intimidating way. He had curly hair and a build that was muscular and strong. There was an intensity to his gaze, although in the gloomy light of the late afternoon, she couldn't quite make out the color of his eyes. As if sensing her gaze, the man turned and said something to his dog. Then the pair continued down the sidewalk, leaving Amy with just the charcoal picture of his face. She studied it a moment. There was something oddly familiar about him. Had she seen him somewhere before? Was he there to hurt her? Did he have anything to do with Gemma's disappearance? She had a whole lot of questions, but absolutely no answers. Amy closed her eyes and prayed. Lord, please keep me safe. Help me keep my baby safe too, and bring Gemma home soon. She had to believe her missing friend was still alive, despite that law enforcement had told her Gemma had probably drowned and her body might never be found. 2 weeks ago, Gemma's empty car had been found submerged in a dangerous river, at the bottom of a steep waterfall near the town of South River, about an hour from Clearwater. Amy had no idea where Gemma had been going when she'd left the cottage that day, or what she'd even been doing in that area. It was like her best friend had been hiding something from her. Gemma had started going into the store early in the morning and returning there late at night after dinner. But she would never give Amy a straight answer when she asked why. There'd been some big secret, something that was bothering Gemma. Whatever it was, Gemma had refused to talk about it. She kept Amy in the dark, and then she disappeared. Amy closed the blinds firmly, locked the front door, and switched the hand-painted sign in the window from open to closed. Her unborn daughter kicked within her, and a smile crossed Amy's lips. The doctor told her this fluttering would become stronger and more frequent in the next 6 weeks before the child was born. To Amy, the poking and prodding always felt personal, as if her child was trying to communicate with her. She liked it, and it made her feel less alone. "Hello, Sky," Amy said. She couldn't remember exactly when in her pregnancy she'd named her daughter that, but it seemed to fit. The sky was immense and beautiful. It was peaceful at times, yet life-changing and powerful, too. "I'm just closing up shop now," Amy went on. She walked over to the front counter, opened the cash register, and began to count the money. "Gemma still isn't here, but I want to make sure that everything is in tip-top shape when she gets back." They'd been best friends since they met in 7th grade. Amy couldn't remember a time, day or night, when Gemma hadn't been willing to drop everything to be there when she needed her. Vice versa, too. Amy wasn't about to let Gemma down now. "This place is a ghost town."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?